Good morning to you, Terry.
When did you first start coming across artifacts on the job?
Well, it was probably back in 1968 when I started building, and we would, every once in a while, we'd turn up a small arrowhead or spear point or something of that sort, or even just flakes where natives were working at one time.
And you've kept some of them personally, but some of your finds have also become part of the Mississippi Valley Archaeology Center at the UW-La Crosse campus.
Yes, I do. I have everything that I have found.
What are some of the more common things you find?
The regular spear points would be the most common. They're probably two and a half inches long, and they go on an atlatl. The bow and arrow didn't come into effect until maybe 1,500, 2,000 years ago. But before that, it was all like called an atlatl, where it's a mechanism that throws a spear. And that's what the bigger points are that you find, and they're the most common. The atlatl goes way back to about 12,000 years.
Wow. What's the most interesting or significant thing you found?
Oh, I think it was probably a pipe. And it's just a small little pipe, and it's made out of catlinite. That's Minnesota pipestone. And that came from western Minnesota, and I also found that here in the Stoddard area.
What do archaeologists tell you is the significance of that pipe?
Well, it's 2,000 years old, so now they know that the natives been making pipes out of that material for at least 2,000 years. There's a lot of historic pipes, and they're still making the pipes out of that area, quarry over there in Pipestone, Minnesota.
And very recently you tell me that you've found a burial mound.
Yes, it's probably never been documented. We're going to go down and take a look at it and get some exact measurements where it's located and see if we can go back in the old records and see if it ever was documented. And so far, we've been trying but haven't come up with anything.
Now, you're in the business of building pole barns, but do you kind of think of yourself as an accidental archaeologist?
Yes. I started that when I was probably 10 years old and interested in finding the points. Me and my cousin used to go down by the river when they were dredging the muddy flats, and we'd sit by the pipe where the dredge came through and watch the sand, and every once in a while we would find a point.
Dan Moss, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.